I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
She's such a train wreck.
Your outburst was either a sign of deep emotional imbalance or a passionate response to a sobering truth. Luckily, the treatment for both is intensive therapy.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's been so sweet and worried about me because I had to work from home yesterday. Lacey knows nothing because my my lips are tight. How tight is it? It's so tight, some say we should even change our podcast name.
I'm not quite sure what we're talking about right now. Is it lady parts? Is it lips?
Like, no, I don't know. No, my lips are tight.
Okay.
I got tight lips.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about it. I haven't talked about it.
Oh, I get it. I get it. But talking about lips are so loose. How loose are they? I can't help it. I can't help it. You do not want to know my mental picture right now.
Good. Batcave? What's the opposite of a batcave?
A baby cave?
Oh my God.
And you know my co-host, she is the thing that I'm the most passionate about at work. I make her very passionate too. Probably about finding a new job. My girl has a name, a mic, and a mission, and her name is...
Amy Nichols. No, I'm not looking for a new job.
Oh, I know you're not, but if I would passionately push you towards something, it would be like, I need to get out of here. I need to get away from this person. Just leave me alone.
That is not true.
I'm like
all.
That persistent gnat that just won't leave you
Shut
alone.
Up.
And
no,
I'm a needy
not.
Gnat, too, because I'm like, love me, love me. I'm not just in your face all the time. I'm in your face, and I need words of... affirmation. Yeah. All the time. Okay. So tight lips. What the heck has been going on? You went MIA.
Yes, I did. I didn't show up to work. I explained to Russ. I didn't think anybody else really needed to know because everyone was out of town. What?
Well, I mean, I needed to know.
You don't? Because I wanted to save it.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but you did give me the courtesy text though to say, hey, I'm not going to be here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, you know, I was in an accident, which, whatever. It was just a little fender bender. It wasn't a big deal at all.
But what happened? You're in the new car.
I'm in the new car. I have not been in an accident in, what, 15 years? And I get a car, brand new, and I bump into somebody. I barely tapped them. It's so aggravating. I was driving home to get the kids. I was on the freeway going really fast. I was 60, 70, I don't know. Anyway, someone merged in front of me and stopped. So, yeah, I rear-ended her, and I guess it's my fault, but I just still don't think it's fair. If mm-hmm. you cut in front of me and stop,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, whatever. I mean, I know it's my fault. There's nothing I can do about it.
But there is that legal question there, though, just because, sure, I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what happened. But as you're describing, then no, I would think that's not your fault. But because it's a rear-end collision,
right.
It's automatically your fault.
It's hard to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that's just, whatever. Roll my eyes. I'm so irritated by it all. But this is what I'm passionate about. The insurance scam. Oh, my God.
Insurance scam?
Yeah. Everyone wants my money, Lacey.
Oh, she's doing an insurance scam.
No. She's not. Nobody can even find her.
Also, how sexist am I that I'm just assuming it's a woman that ran into another woman?
I might have told you that. I can't remember. I think I did because I said she was really nice. I think I did tell you that.
Oh, okay.
And she was.
And women are the worst drivers.
No, it's mine. The people I'm dealing with. So my insurance suggested collision repair and rental car place and all this, and I'm like, sure, you know, make things easy, I'll just go with their suggestions. Everything, like, their accounts are already set up and everything, they know back and forth, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lacey, you would not even know what I've been going through. So I go with this insurance, and I'm going into the full-on story. I hope you're ready.
I'm invested.
So my insurance gives me $25 a day mm-hmm. to get a car, which is credit. Great. Okay. So whenever I go on vacation, I'm at the airport and I need a rental car. It's competitive. Everybody wants me. They want my money. So they drop the prices, you know? It's like, yeah, come here. It's only $9 a day, $12 a day, whatever. No. No one can find a car for $25 or less anywhere because it's an insurance claim. And they want all of it. Everybody wants my money. And I'm ready to kill somebody. Oh, my God. So I show up. And they're like, oh, no, I'm sorry. We don't have $25 car day. And I argue. This is the first day.
Mm-hmm.
This is a foreshadowing of, yes, I've had to deal with this multiple days. Anyways.
Is your car not drivable or is it just getting fixed?
It's getting fixed. Okay. It was absolutely drivable. It was bent up and I was even debating whether or not I was going to fix it at all. But it's a brand new car.
Yeah.
It's my baby. I want to get it fixed.
Yeah,
I mean, it's even like a beating just to open the hood. You know, you like have to wedge it around, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle to get it to come up. So I might as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I end up walking off the lot the first day trying to get this rental car because they were messing me over. They were telling me that I could have this car. And then I was like, oh, no, we don't have that car. All the cars got sent away because of the hail damage. And so there's nothing here. Oopsies, whatever. I'm like, okay, well, that sounds fishy when I was promised a car and now they can't be found.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to pick up my kids from school. This is really inconvenient for me. So I walk on foot to get my kids that day.
Mm-hmm.
No joke. I'm really, really aggravated.
Mm-hmm.
And I get home and I'm on the phone with my insurance, the rental people, whatever. Do you know the movie with James Franco whenever he's like hiking?
Really high?
He's hiking, though. hiking. And he like gets trapped in a boulder. And
yeah, 121 hours.
127 hours. Yeah. Yeah. That's how long I was on the phone this week. 127 hours.
Did you want to chop somebody's arm off?
Everybody. Everybody's arm. I was so aggravated. Anyway, so finally I find someone that won't have a car available until the next day. That's why I work from home because I didn't have a car to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so after work yesterday, I get picked up and I'm taken to this rental car place. It's the exact same place as yesterday. And now I'm being promised that it's going to be there, which is so odd that it wasn't there before. And now it's going to be there. They try to tell me a second time. No, there are no cars for $25 or less, tax included. When I was told on the phone, I was promised mm-hmm. by someone that it would be there. And so all this to say, I get what I want, Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
I get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I stand there and I just shake my head and I say, no, change the numbers, change the numbers. And I'm talking to the manager and he's probably younger than me. If I just, no, mm-mm. Change the numbers then.
You kept calm like that?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't throw an ice cream treat at him or dump out water?
I did point my finger. And I was like, you change the number.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I know you can do something. I was promised it and I want it. And he just kept telling me no and no. And so I just refused to leave. Until I got what I wanted. I sat down. I called corporate. I got a hold of the area manager. And as soon as I started area manager this, area manager that on the phone, that poor guy, I knew he was mad at me. But it's not my fault. I was promised something.
On the risk of sounding like on cloud nine right now, you know who you're reminding me of?
What?
Ariana Grande. I want it. I got it.
And it was all because of the stupid dollar something. Like, they're like, oh, we can get you a car for 22 something with tax. It's 26 whatever. $26. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I'm not paying that dollar. I'm not doing it. They're like, it's just a dollar. I was like, I don't care if it's a dollar. It's my dollar. You can't have it. You promised me something. I want it.
We have sold a car to go eat at Cece's. You think I'm not going to stand my ground over this damn dollar?
I know it's just a dollar. I don't care. Anyways, so
you got it.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Finally, he's like, fine, I'll just waive the fee or whatever. I was like, yeah, you are. I mean, I knew he could do it. He's just being stubborn.
Well, and as frustrating as that is, whenever I was in my wreck and it was somebody's fault, not I didn't pull out in front of somebody. I was stopped and they rear-ended me. And I go to get a rental car. They're supposed to give you like the equivalent of your car. That way, I drive a Nissan. That way, I'm not driving off the lot with a Lexus because mm-hmm. I deserve better than that.
Right.
But my Nissan Altima, even though there's like different tiers to it, and I'm one step up. So I don't have leather. I'm not worried about all that. But I have the sunroof. I have the XM radio, whatever. Whenever I go to the rental car place, they don't give me anything that's like equivalent to my car. So you're going to put me in something that's worse than my car
mm-hmm.
instead of something that is just a smidge better. Okay, so I don't have the nice Nissan. I can't think of the name of it. The Maxima. But you can't put me in a Maxima? That's going to cost me $13 more a day? Whenever this isn't my insurance, why would you not put me in the Maxima? It was so frustrating.
Oh, I know.
Like, automatic locks or manual locks and manual. Like, I didn't even think, I'm rolling down my window. I'm like, I forgot how to do that. What is this? Did they put you in a decent car at least?
Oh, no. It's the bottom of the line, which is fine because I just wanted the $25 credit. That's all I wanted and nothing come out of my pocket because that's why I pay insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point. I did my deductible. I did everything I was supposed to do. I'm not going to do more than I'm supposed to do. Anyway, so yeah, I got what I wanted, but... And he was, like, lying to my face. Like, economy cars don't exist anymore. Whatever, you big fat liar.
Mm-hmm.
I was just told on the phone less than 24 hours ago. There are people are liars and they want my money.
Well, and whenever insurance is involved, it is very, very shady. Because at my wreck, as soon as I called to report the wreck, they threw money at me automatically. And I was like, I wasn't going to ask for any money. I didn't think of anything. Now you're giving me money. Why is that? Well, I wasn't hurt. My car got fixed. We settled on that. It's fine. They just gave me an initial very, very low money. But if they're trying to give you money, that's because they know that there's a case that
wrong.
You can come for them. And I wasn't and didn't come for them. But anyway, come to find out, I should have gotten more money from them because regardless, that brings down the value of my car.
Mm-hmm. It does.
But
because they have record of the wreck.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's going to affect me because I drive my car into the ground anyway. I put on way too many miles, so I'm not going to try to sell it in a couple years because I'm going to have too many miles on it. So I don't think that's going to affect me. But then that bites me whenever I'm trying to be the responsible person. You know, I don't need to come after you because I don't need no injury lawyer. You didn't hurt me.
Right.
It was an accident that happened. It's fine.
Yeah.
But you still get screwed. And then I go to the doctor, to my regular doctor, and they would not see me because it was a car wreck case.
It's so weird when things change like that. Mm-hmm. I guess people get scared or greedy.
Because I've been told from the doctor's perspective, if I'm coming for you, insurance, you hit me, so I'm coming for you, then I could run up all my medical bills because now I'm going to a chiropractor. I'm seeing this. I'm doing all this different kind of stuff. But then I'm doing that and telling you to bill me and I'm not going to pay because I'm expecting you and right. your insurance have to pay. And then if I lose the case, they're out of the money.
Yeah.
So I was told that was why, because I'm like, why are you not going to see me? I'm not a shady person. I'm not doing anything.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure that I'm fine. I'm trying to be responsible. I get bitten for being responsible sometimes.
And I think a lot of people just don't want to deal with the hassle. Like, no one's going to be on the phone for 127 hours talking to everybody on the planet trying to get their deal or whatever. So most people just roll over. Like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, sure, I'll pay the dollar or something. No, I'm not going to do it.
Well, I'm sorry, Amy.
I'm so aggravated with it. I kept on thinking, God, I want the kids to go to bed so I can just make myself a drink.
I thought you were about to say so I can cry.
I did.
I'm gonna cry.
I did go home and I watched a sad movie yesterday just so that I could cry a little bit. I need a movie to help me cry.
Same. I was all into my Parenthood finale again last night. It was so sweet. Oh, what a nightmare.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry.
Whatever. I'm just going to get it fixed and then hopefully that'll be the end of it.
I am proud of you for not crying in the moment, because whenever you told me you were in a wreck, I pulled you on Anna and asked, but did you cry? Just because that was my reaction and it surprised me. I didn't just cry a little bit. I was bawling, snotting to where I get out of the car and the guy who hit me and Jeremy both were like, oh my God, are you okay? Jeremy was in a separate vehicle and they're both like, are you okay? And I'm just crying. And Jeremy was like, Lacey, are you okay? Yeah. And he goes, you hit her new car. That's what she's crying about.
It's so upsetting. Oh, gosh.
Well,
Everything's going to be fine.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you for standing your ground, though, for you getting that deal.
That's right.
Don't let them scam you.
I knew they could do something.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
So we've already started, but what we were going to talk about today are things that we're very passionate about. Because Amy and I are passionate about a lot of things in our lives and other people's lives. That sounds very Snoopy, but I mean, it is. Whatever. I want to tell you something that I'm very passionate about.
Yes.
Very passionate about my mom. Love my mom. Love her.
Dr. Mom?
Dr. Mom. I'm not saying she's a better mother than you, but she takes care of me. I was going to say my mom's probably never sniffed me, but that's not true. I did ask you last week. I don't know. My nose is sensitive, and sometimes I smell stuff, and it doesn't smell bad, but it has an odor to it.
Not right.
Yeah. So I kept thinking that my hair smelled dirty, and I asked you.
Had you washed it?
I don't remember. Probably not.
I mean, I think you know if your hair is clean, it doesn't smell bad.
I don't think that I washed it the day before, but I mean, it wasn't like just saturated dirty to where I'm not going to ask you to smell me whenever I've been sand shower for a couple of days. But
how many different places did I have to smell you, though?
Multiple. You started with the hair. I think you even went to the pits. Went to the torso. I was trying to think of a way to not say boobs.
Because you
were like, well, I mean, you were smelling my chest area, but like, no.
I really
you
don't remember. I mean, yeah. I knew it was multiple places. And then I called stop. Like, no more.
But you told me that I didn't smell. But I'm sure that my mom has smelled me before. Also, one thing that my mom used to do, my mom cut my toenails until, I don't know, I was maybe high school.
My mom loves to do that, too. She'll even do my kids for me.
Because she would get my hangnail, would get in there and get, is it called a hangnail? Ingrown, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So she would get in there. So my mom cut my toenails until I was way too old. But anyway, what I'm passionate about is my mom.
What'd she do?
So I'm talking to my mom the other day, and I kept trying to get a hold of her, and she didn't answer. And then by the end of it, I was calling her because I needed help sewing, which I will get into that. So I'm calling my mom. She didn't answer. I'm FaceTiming her. She didn't answer. Finally, at the end of the night, I'm like, I have not heard from her. And now I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So I'm calling my dad. Well, my dad answers. Everything's fine. They were just busy. Well, then next thing I know, my sister Heaven's FaceTiming me from my mom's phone because I kept trying to FaceTime her with my dad's phone and it wouldn't work. So finally I'm on speaker and I'm like, Heaven, FaceTime me. Call me right now so I can finish talking. So I'm talking to them. We had a great phone conversation. We're getting ready to wrap up. This was last week. We're getting ready to wrap up. And my mom pops on. And she never FaceTimes quite correctly.
Oh.
So just the top part of her face is at the bottom of the phone. And that's all I can see. And she goes, oh, hey, before you go. This is the first time I had even talked to them since I got back from my ski trip from Purgatory. She goes, did you ride on a snowmobile? And I'm like, what? Did you ride on a snowmobile? And I'm like, well, yeah, but I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. I just, you know, I got stranded on the mountain and I had to come down. So the guy on the snowmobile came and got me. And my mom was like, what? But she had asked me so many times. And it was right after we had done our podcast and posted it. So I was like, I guess my mom knows. Maybe she started listening and didn't say anything to me.
So you hadn't told her before?
No. I wasn't going to tell my family.
Why?
Because I didn't want them to worry.
But it was already over.
Sure. But then some places might have said that I had no business being by myself. And so that kind of, you know.
What?
I'm not trying to say.
People or places would say that.
There were a couple people that's like, you know, Jeremy trying to get that insurance money. He's not fooling me there. Going to let you up on a mountain bike. So I didn't want my parents to worry. And sure enough, that was my parents' reaction.
Your parents think Jeremy's trying to kill you?
Maybe now. Should we call him?
Let's FaceTime him.
So I tell my mom everything. And then she's like, what? And then I really had to explain everything. And then she was like, well, I can't believe he let you go on a mountain by yourself. And I don't know if you need to go skiing anymore. And I'm like, Mom, why were you asking me about a snowmobile? Because Heaven's always wanted to ride one. She had no idea what happened.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy.
I completely ratted myself out on FaceTime.
Well,
with my whole family listening.
Yeah, that's just super coincidental, too.
And the way she's looking at me, and I think that was really it, because I knew I hadn't posted a photo of me getting rescued, which I do have one of those.
Yeah.
You can check that out at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram. I knew that I had that, but I hadn't posted it. And the way she was looking at me on FaceTime was, I know. I think if I would have just been on the phone with her, I wouldn't have said anything, because I know she doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
But the way mom was looking at me. Yeah. And then she goes, You always have been so easy to tell on yourself, Lacey.
That's absolutely 100% true.
So, yeah, I'm passionate about my mom. And don't worry about me, Mom, who doesn't listen to this podcast. I will be just fine.
Well, I'm pretty passionate about I'm shopping for house signs. And you might think, oh, how good. That's just so exciting to, like, decorate and, I don't know, maybe something with your address or maybe with, like, a cute little saying, like, life is good. No. Oh, I promised I was going to try to, like, balance it out with some positive things, but this isn't one of them.
Okay.
I'm shopping for high sounds for a no soliciting sign.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So we're sitting at the dinner table and someone always comes. I know I'm exaggerating. It's not every single day. But why has it become a dinner time? I just don't understand. So the bell rings and I'm just going to ignore it. It's the only time of the day that I'm with my family all together. We're at school. I'm not there in the mornings, you know, work, all this stuff. So this time is precious. I'm not going to go. But Josh leaves the table. And he's going to, in quotations, handle it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he goes to the door, and this man's trying to tell us something or steal my time. I don't know. And so I'm still at the dinner table, and I yell, "We're eating dinner!" Still, the man continues to talk and give his spiel. More time passes. And so I yell again, "We're not interested!" Why isn't Josh, in quotations, handling it? Because that man's still talking. The man's still talking. So I'm the one that gets in trouble. Josh comes back and he gets on to me because I am defending my family time. I just don't understand. So why is it my fault? Anyways, so to solve all the problems, since Josh thinks I'm a terrible person, that man's just trying to do his job. I don't care if he's doing his job. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That his job is, he has a terrible job. That's what he
has. And how successful is it? How many sales are you making coming in soliciting? Because I don't answer my door.
No.
And period.
I mean, maybe back in the day, what, 50s when you were a door-to-door salesman? Sure. Let me show you how to use the new vacuum or whatever. The housewives are always home because they're raising their children. Sorry, I'm choked up because I don't have that luxury. I don't have that luxury. Anyways, no, it can't be successful. Nowadays, everybody orders from Amazon.
The one thing I did fall for, though, Kera, K-E-R-A, which is like a free television, radio. I want to say they're the ones who have Sesame Street or something.
Oh, K-E-R-A.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They came by one day, and I happened to answer because it was an old dude, and I love me some old people. So I got a grandpa knocking on my door. I'm like, "What you need, grandpa?" And he's here wanting money to support local TV and radio. And I'm like, I feel a little bit obligated. So I gave him $5.
You did?
I gave him $5.
Wow.
But that's it.
I mean, it is a good cause. I mean, if he was telling the truth. He could be a con artist.
He was an old man. Old men do not lie.
I bet old men are the best con artists. Because who's gonna think that they're a bad man? Okay. Who's just trying to take...
I was about to name some bad examples, so I'm not going to.
What?
Of some bad old men.
Oh.
Bill Cosby.
Oh, God. Anyway, so I'm pretty passionate about finding the perfect no soliciting sign. Because if they come to my door and that sign is up, I can yell all I want. And I can't be in trouble by my husband because I'm rude. I'm the rude one, whatever.
So I have the perfect sign for you. And I was just trying to find it. I was on my phone, and it's not because I'm uninterested or I'm checking Twitter or anything like that. I was trying to find, there was this sign from Etsy that I wanted once that was something like, "No solicitors. We have all the Girl Scout cookies. I have found the Lord." Like, it named everything.
Oh,
and
I've
it was
looking.
So cute.
I did see that one. I liked that one. And there was another one that said, No soliciting seed dog for details, which I thought was cute.
I like that one, too. I might like that one more. This is something that I'm passionately happy about because I have no investment in this, none whatsoever, but it makes me giggle. And this town makes my vodka, so I do have a lot of respect for them.
Ooh, what is your vodka of choice?
Dripping Springs.
Oh.
Which is from Texas, outside of Austin.
Okay. I might have seen this.
So a group in Dripping Springs, Texas is trying to change the name of their town.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have any guesses?
Is it Schitt's Creek?
No, but I did write that in there because, okay, Schitt's Creek is a TV show. S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Yes.
We've never done as much spelling since we did the Tourette's alphabets, by the way. But anyway, Schitt's Creek, hilarious show. I love it so much.
Yeah, we, you suggested it. Me and Josh have been watching it.
Isn't it so funny?
It's good. Yeah, it's
funny. Oh my gosh. Catherine O'Hare is my favorite person ever on that show.
She is the mom from Home Alone. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. She's so crazy. But anyway, they're trying to change the name of the town to Pound Town.
Oh no! Oh my God!
And the reason...
Why would anyone think that's okay?
Because an early settler there was named Joseph Pound, so that's why. So they wanted to name it to Pound Town.
That will not go over.
Pound Town!
It's not going to happen.
It's funny.
It's funny, but there's families there. Like, it's a town.
What is a pound?
What is a pound?
Yeah.
Oh, you
Wait,
know it's more
meat.
Than just that.
Well, I mean, I'm saying there's so much more. It's not like you're calling it Penis Town. That's something that you can't... come up with another thing for this one. It could be innocent unless you a pervert. Are you a pervert?
I'm not a pervert. I think you know this.
I am. That's why I think it's funny. That's why I legit can't get through that without laughing.
But you can say pound in the name of the town without saying pound town. You say pound city or hold on. I'm trying. Hold on. Pound Springs. That's better. That's not dirty or perverted in any way.
No, but I just want to say, can we go to Pound Town? I want to have a reason to say it.
Well, I've just said a whole bunch of negative things today. That's all I have. I am really going to try hard about being passionate about something. So that means that I need to find a hobby. I need to find a hobby because, you know, the kids have been more busy and they stay at school later. They have their own activities and Josh isn't home until late, especially in the summertime. It's the busy season in the pool industry. And so, you know, I used to be like, mom, 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 mom. And I'm like, now I'm by myself a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Shout
alone.
Out.
I'm alone a lot. So I'm passionate about finding a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you've inspired me with your quilting classes that I might sign up for some things. It's probably artsy things. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know, it's my thing. So I don't know, maybe I could, because you were telling me you did this paper quilt, and mm-hmm. I never even heard the term. I kind of like learned through an old lady at church. I never took a class, or I don't know any of the proper terms. So maybe I'll learn something if I take one of those classes.
Well, if you would like a guest, I would be more than happy to join you for any kind of creative class that you would want.
Okay.
If not, just don't tell me about it till later so I don't invite myself. So I'm not like taking it over like your birthday again.
Why do you keep
but
on
I'm totally
saying,
in.
You keep saying things like that. Like even Josh last night was like, we need to hang out with them more. I was like, well, yeah. And he's like, unless you don't want to. I was like, why is everyone thinking that I'm like this negative person who doesn't like people or things?
No, I don't think that. I just know that I can get on your nerves. So
no.
if you want a way to understand.
Why do you think that?
Because I get on my nerves, girl.
Shut up. You do not.
I get on my nerves so bad.
How is that even possible? I mean, I do like have some self-hatred sometimes. I'm like, God, I really don't like myself right now. Is that what you mean?
Well, because I get in my own head and I start second guessing everything. So it's not like, I hate myself. It's just like, why did this happen? Girl, I was in the shower the other day, and I don't know why that's important. I'm bragging. I'm in the shower the other day, and I started thinking that you and Trey don't like me.
What?
I know.
That is and so weird. Wait, why me and Trey?
I don't know.
Well, like, why
are
we
sure it was
together?
Something. I don't know. Because that was just my train of thinking went from this to this to this to conclusion. Trey and Amy don't like me.
That is so weird. We love you. Or, I mean,
and,
I do. I don't know about him.
There wasn't like, should we call him? There wasn't necessarily a reason why, but that's what I mean about my own
okay.
self.
Yeah, you're, I can't think of any word.
Self-loathing. I don't know. Negative. So I completely support you in that. And I've said before, I've kind of gotten to that point because whenever Jeremy's not home, I'm like, or if he's gone doing whatever, then I'm like, Jeremy, come home. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And he needs
his space, because whenever I get space from him, whenever he's at work, but mm-hmm. those hours that he's at work is not free time for him. And right. that's free time where I get to do everything. But then he has a limited amount of time and I'm like, well, I need you to spend all of it with me. And he's like, but I need to worry, you know, whatever. So I've had to find myself, I've had to find different ways to entertain myself, because yeah. if not, I go home and I watch TV,
yes.
which I love, but it's crap. My brain's turning into mush. It doesn't yeah. matter. So my mother-in-law got me a sewing machine, and she asked me first if I wanted one, and I took a class to see if this would be something I'm interested in, and it was, and she bought me a sewing machine. So I can't stand it if I give you something for Christmas and you don't like it. If you didn't ask for it, that's fine. Right. It's not your fault. But then I asked for this. She asked my permission, and I said yes. So I have to use it. I'm making myself use it.
And you're enjoying it. I'm yes. sure it's difficult to learn a new thing, but you like it, right?
Yeah. 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 Let me tell you what's difficult, though. Uh-oh. Math.
Oh, man. Girl.
So I had to call my mom, which initially started this conversation. I had to call my mom because I didn't know what a quarter inch was. Like, I knew, but where is it on the ruler? And I have all the little crafting stuff. So I have these rulers and I have the little knife so I can cut everything. It's not a knife. It's a
seam separator, or the
I call it an X-Acto knife, but I know it's like a rotary cutter.
Got it.
Is what it is. Yeah. But yeah, I had to call my mom to ask her what a fourth was on a ruler, and I was still doing it a little wrong. And then I did have to make shift with some of the stuff that I was making, and it's this, I don't know if anybody cares. It's paper piecing with tissue paper, and you quilt that together and then you put it together in the end. But I don't know how to do that. So I'm working on this project until my next class, and then she's going to help me put it all together. But I have a little, not even a quarter inch now that I know what that is, a little piece that's not covered up. And so I took a picture and I sent it to my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law. And I'm like, what do I do with this? Do I cover it up? Do I find a new piece? Do I move something over just a little bit? And my sister-in-law was telling me, yeah, you can cover it up with something. And my mother-in-law's, no.
What'd she say?
A good seamstress rips the seams and does it right.
Oh, my God. I gave you bad advice because that's the same thing I said.
Oh, but I didn't do it.
So yeah. You asked my advice.
I didn't do her advice.
Oh.
Yeah. Nope. I covered up. And then I'm talking to my sister-in-law last night, and I said, man, I'm really bad with the math. And she's like, yeah, the fractions can be bad. And I said, whoa, hold up. What fractions? Because I've only been dealing with the fourth, and that's a little bit hard for me. She's like, oh, girl, if you get into like making clothes, which so far off from that.
Yeah.
But then you have all these different, like, I might need a fraction calculator.
No, no, I wouldn't do that.
I just learned how to time stuff, and I've been working with time for a very long time.
And I'm not bad with math. In fact, I'm going to brag a little bit. My son, me and him, I don't know what's wrong with us. We enjoy doing math. Like, even we're just driving in the car, we create math problems for each other, which is sick. One of my favorite ones is whenever I'm going to a restaurant, okay, and let's say the bill I want to be a total of $20. So I'll think in my head, okay, what do I want the original bill to be plus the 15% to equal an actual $20 crisp bill and be good? So that's one of my favorite math problems.
If we were to look at my Google history, I constantly Google how much is a percentage of this, because I'm shopping and I'm like, but what is 20%? And also misspellings if I don't know how to spell something.
I do that too.
Google
but
it constantly.
He even gave me his like 7th grade honors math problem from homework the other day, and I nailed it. I know. I still got it. Okay, now
bragger.
Now I'm done bragging about
bragger.
But it is tough. Yeah. I mean, I always kind of like round, especially if I'm just creating. That's why I'm doing all this stuff, is just to be creative. It doesn't need to be perfect.
That's the way that but sewing is supposed to be. It's a very precise thing.
So I'm doing it wrong?
No. It depends. My mother-in-law is a quilter, so quilting has to be very precise. Then if you're messing with clothes, I mean, I guess with the
I only
sizing.
Did one and I didn't finish. I tried to make a dress and yeah.
I have something that you will be passionate about. A writer for the site Jezebel bought a Jagged Little Pill, the Alanis Morissette album, on vinyl. And her husband made fun of her and was like, oh, that album's so stupid. And she's like, no, it's not. Wait till I play it for you. And then she played it for him and compared Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette to this song.
No.
Do you know what it is?
It's a baby shark.
Which I didn't even realize that this song had multiple verses to it. I had only heard the baby verse.
I think I said "all girl" multiple times this podcast. There's something wrong with me.
But yeah, so she said,
no,
I realized that Jagged Little Pill was Baby Shark for mid-90s angsty tween girls. She posted that on Twitter, and the Twitterverse let her have it.
Of course.
And said that she's absolutely wrong. How can you compare the two?
No, absolutely not.
And what I think is so amazing about Alanis, too, is that nobody realized, sure, that was mine yours jam whenever we were, like, middle school, and we're angry, and we're all in the feels for it. Were you listening to it in middle school, or did you listen to it after?
Well, I mean, I wasn't supposed to. I was only allowed to listen to Christian music or oldies when in middle school, but I kind of did anyways because I had older siblings that would not follow the rules. But I got more into it when I got my own car in high school and listened to whatever I wanted to.
Yeah, it's just, it's fantastic. But what I really respect and admire from her, I didn't realize how young she was. She was like 19, 21 years old.
Really? I didn't
know
that
album came out.
Wow.
So she's writing that very mature and adult-like music and having those experiences. Like, I couldn't put that into words at that age.
And they express different feelings. Like, Alanis Morissette, I don't think I say it right. Alanis Morissette? Alanis? Whatever.
I say Alanis.
Yeah, I mean, she's angry.
Yeah.
She's pissed off at the world, and especially dudes, you know? So Baby Shark is a happy little kid singing about his family. They're on different levels. I don't even understand.
That's why people roasted her on Twitter. And my favorite one that I read said, Jagged Little Pill was in a basically internet-free 1995. It holds up while producing the perfect nostalgia adrenaline. Now that I read it out loud, maybe that's not my favorite. Maybe that's just the only one that I saved and I can't really say it out loud.
Now I like it.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
I thought that was stupid.
I don't like that at all.
Now, I have a series of things that I'm passionate about real quick, because they all kind of hold the same theme, but they just made me so happy. So,
what?
I'm just so stupid. I want feedback on this. I want to know if anybody else cares or if I'm just a freak. So please chime in on the socials and let us know. But I really like this story. A husband recreated his proposal to his wife on their 20th anniversary.
That's sweet.
Back in 1998, a guy from New Hampshire proposed to his wife in a pretty unique way. He dressed up as the Easter Bunny.
Oh, no.
Surprised her at an egg hunt and got down on one knee.
This is cheesy.
So, whatever. It worked for them. It was 20 years ago. So, their anniversary was approaching, and his wife happened to be on vacation with her two daughters. So, he goes and picks her up from the airport in an Easter Bunny costume with balloons to celebrate their anniversary. And then he popped his bunny head off, got down on one knee, and then re-proposed to her with a new ring. He got her a platinum one because it's the traditional 20th anniversary gift. And he put it in a silver giant egg for her to open.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet? But wait, there's more.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, that's it on that story. But wait, there's more. Okay. this guy in Maryland robbed a convenience store, used a crowbar to smash a cash register, and made off with money and cigarettes. But rather than using a ski mask to conceal his identity, he used a unicorn costume.
Is this all costume related?
Kind of.
Freaking furry.
Yes, okay. It didn't work, though. He ended up getting in a speed chase with the police and wrecked, and they caught him. But, I mean,
I respect your costume choice, not your lifestyle choice, sure. But your costume choice.
Sure. Yeah. I'm down with being creative.
Okay. There was this guy in Wisconsin who was watching his neighbor's house and dogs while they were out of town.
Did he dress like a dog?
And he knew that they could see him on the security cameras.
That's weird.
So he put on a panda costume anytime he'd go to their house.
Something wrong with you.
And the neighbor whose house it was saw the footage and thought it was really funny. But someone else saw this creature lurking around and called 911 and thought it was a burglar.
Well, I'm glad
this guy, they said it was a giant teddy bear that was robbing somebody's house. And by the time the guy walked back out in the costume, which was a panda bear, it wasn't a teddy bear, stupid people. But as the time he comes out of the house, there's half a dozen cops pulling up. And then they did realize that he wasn't a burglar. And that was the end of it. But this guy did an interview and said that he bought this panda costume for $125. And he's been trying to get his money's worth. So he wears it whenever he can. And he recently picked up his daughter from school.
You know what? I don't approve of this. First of all, he could have been shot because if you're lurking around in the dark in an unfamiliar place, that's just dumb. It's just dumb. And it's unsafe if he's driving around in this panda costume. Can he see correctly to drive his child around?
Yes.
I don't know.
I've done it before. Also, I meant to, and I was so mad, I meant to bring my Easter Bunny costume with me and go skiing in it just because it'd be so funny. All of a sudden, you see somebody coming down a slope.
It'd be
so funny.
I even have a hard time, like, if I'm wearing, like, a hoodie, if I pop my collar, it's really cold in the morning, and I pop it up over my hood, my face or whatever, my head, I can't see appropriately if I'm driving. Like, it is a visual hazard. It needs to be... It's safety first.
But somebody on the mountain beat me to the punch, and they did wear a cow costume.
You have one of those, too.
Formerly. It's missing. Mm. Yeah. But I just thought that was funny. And we all know that I have some weird obsession with clowns. And I actually want to talk to somebody real quick. Let's bring somebody in here.
Hello.
Who's that sexy voice we hear right now?
I'm honored.
What is your name?
Yolanda.
And Yolanda, Hi. What do you do?
So I was an intern over here at Kid Kratic, but now I'm an employee.
Yeah, you are.
Anna with Kid TV.
And what room do you occupy while you are here at work?
The ma'am room, the best room.
I was just about to say the best room. How did you know I was going to say that?
Because we're women, we're ma'ams. We stick together.
Also, I want to let you know, Yolanda, I don't know how well you know me. We work together and we've been working together for a while, but I don't hold any grudges except for the fact that.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
Whenever we had the chili eating contest, I wish I still had this damn clip. Because whenever we had the chili contest, she started talking about how this chili was so bad and she could not get the taste out of her mouth. And she knew that was not my chili because it was awful. You went, like, in this clip, I'm going to exaggerate. But let's say this clip was 20 minutes long. Every 3 seconds in this 20-minute clip, you kept talking about how bad that chili was. Despite that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Despite that.
Everything
you're still
else
coming on
you've
loose
made has been amazing.
I know, every right?
I'm convinced they switched something. Maybe
No, that was my chili.
Okay.
That was my chili. That was one of my better chilies. I have upped myself since then. But
really?
Yeah, it's a damn good chili.
But she's over it.
I'm sorry that you're
she
wrong.
She doesn't hold grudges.
So sorry that you're wrong. That's a damn good chili. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So... We're over that now, right? Can we be friends?
I mean, if you want to be my friend, yes. I don't want the chili again, but yes.
Okay. Oh.
The wound has opened back up.
Ooh.
I'm kidding.
I don't even want to hear your story anymore, girl. Get out. Okay. No. We were talking back in the man room. So I guess you don't know me because we're talking back in the man room about clowns. And you started spouting all some clown knowledge. And I'm like, where did you get your information from? Because... I want to be a clown historian. That's like my other passion
awesome.
In life. I did not realize that that was actually a job until I was watching some documentary. And then they come on and this clown historian shares his facts. And I'm like, say what? That's a job. I need that kind of job. Like, what's going
that's
on
amazing.
In my life? Yeah.
And you had your own clown knowledge, and you did not get it off Netflix like I did.
No.
Where did you get your clown knowledge
in
from?
In real life. I got it in real life. So I used to live in London, Kentucky, and it's just a super small town at the bottom of Kentucky, okay? I lived there for maybe 3 years when I was like 10 to like 13. Mm-hmm. And actually during that time, there was like a clown scare. Mm-hmm. And it was these clowns. There were two clowns that would just like pop up. And one of them was trying to lure kids in. Mm-hmm. But the other one, I think, was just messing with people. He would go up to their houses and stuff. It was all over the news. I remember it. And like, it was really scary because I'm not personally scared of clowns. I've never mm-hmm. really minded them. But obviously, when you see something like that, it's scary.
And between 10 and 13, they're really impressionable years. Like, exactly. It would damage me so bad.
Wow. I remember I saw one with a friend of mine, like my mom's, a friend of my mom's, and I was in her car, and he would stick around the McDonald's alley. That's what the thing was.
So it wasn't a McDonald's clown.
No, it wasn't a McDonald's. Yeah, it wasn't Ronald. No, it wasn't Ronnie. It wasn't anything crazy like that. Thank God. But it was just a scary clown, and he was literally standing over by the back dumpster, and I remember seeing him and being like, is that it? Is that the clown? And we all freaked out, you know, like cops were called, but they were never caught. And so like it definitely made me look into that. And I remember asking my parents, like, you know, what is this? And they told me the stories. Yeah, clowns are actually pretty scary. And so don't talk to them.
Did the clown just smile and wave at you whenever it noticed you were making eye contact?
Well, he didn't wave, but we made eye contact for sure. And I've never forgotten that. Yeah.
That's a new bit for me, maybe. I need to full on clown and just wait for somebody to look at me.
No, I'm sorry. Girl, you're going to get shot or something.
You can
and then
do that
just smile and wave.
Just do it in the office.
Okay, in the office is probably safe, but
like while they're having a meeting or something.
I'm worried for your safety. Please don't do that.
You could just shoot an unarmed clown.
I'm not saying it's legal.
I'm not going to be going up to somebody's house, but maybe I'm just right around my car and then somebody looks at me and I just smile and wave and get their reaction.
And that is scary.
If you're acting in a threatening manner, mm-hmm. then
I'm not.
You're trying to scare people.
I'm in a clown costume, smiling and waving. How is that threatening? I don't have a knife in my hand.
Why do you like clowns?
Why do you like clowns?
Because they're creepy.
What is
they creepy?
Yeah. Exactly. Because they're creepy, yeah.
So last year for Easter, I have a full-on Easter bunny costume. And I went to go see my friend like 5 hours out of town. She has some kids. So I can't be legit. I can't commit all the way to where I'm driving 5 hours in the costume, but I pulled over right before I got to her house, put on the costume, put on the giant head, and then I drove to her house, and I got some looks at while I'm driving down the road to her house. And I smiled and I waved at them, but I was the Easter bunny, so that's still a little creepy, though, to see a full-grown, just anything that large and creepy.
Anything that big, is really scary. That's so sad, though.
So do you have a fear of clowns?
I do not have a fear of clowns. I don't like them, but I'm not scared of them. I never had them at my birthday parties or anything like that. So I'm okay with them. But now that this like whole clown thing came right back, you know, and they were in Dallas and whatnot, that was so scary to me. I couldn't believe it. And it did. It was a trigger for me for sure.
They were everywhere. They were just out and about, not doing anything. Just being random, rambunctious clowns. So these clowns in Kentucky, they never did anything. They never got busted for anything.
Yeah, they never got busted for anything. And it was just like how it is now. It was a sighting. They were like, they would show up around town. And then they just disappeared.
Because the clown facts that I heard from the clown historian that I would like to take their job one day.
Did they go to like clown college?
I
know somebody who went to clown college. Yeah, but they're way too traumatized to talk about it. And it pisses me off. But this clown historian said that there were random clown sightings in Chicago, I want to say, and they were going around trying to lure kids into their van with candy, and it never worked and nothing ever happened, but it still put the whole city and everywhere probably on alert for these creepy clowns. But this was before clowns were so scary back in the day, because this was before the movies made them scary. So it was right before it came out and all those movies from the 80s.
Why do you think it never happened? Why do you think kids never took candy from clowns?
Hopefully, because you don't trust strangers.
I guess so. Yeah, but
like, danger.
Yeah, you know what I mean. That's good to know that I guess lessons were impactful for children at that time, because I feel like today, you know, people want to interact with the clowns.
Mm-hmm. And I do. The clown offers me candy or chili. I'm in. I don't care. I'm so.
You know,
in.
I'll be out.
Well, thank you for coming on and sharing your story with
us.
My
gosh,
I appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. I love both of you guys. So thank you so much.
We love you. Thank you. I love you too, except for your feelings about my chili. Other than that, I think
I love the chili. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. One thing else that I'm passionate about, and you and I are on completely different levels, playing fields, opinions.
I don't know.
Completely different opinions on this.
I'm so curious.
But I'm passionate about a movie.
Oh no. Is it the one that I never finished?
What is it?
Beetlejuice.
Very passionate about Beetlejuice.
Is that the one?
Yeah. Super passionate about Beetlejuice.
Is it coming back?
I'm going to it.
What
so,
do you mean?
Jeremy had planned a little surprise getaway for me because he's been gone a lot. And to be honest, I thought that he had planned this because he had been gone and I haven't been going with him, which he's been working, but he did have a fun trip here or there. And I kind of thought he was just throwing me a bone. So, I'll give you this so you don't.
But I mean, still, even if it is a bone, I'll take it.
Sure, sure. And I mean, I don't say any of that with bad intent, ill intent, or anything like that. But
so what is it really?
But I'll take it. So he was planning the surprise trip. And he would say something like, we know an older couple there, but I don't want to tell you who because you might guess. Well, then I'm thinking, well, all the people we know are only in the same areas, and that's not where we're going to go. So must be Eileen and Dawn. How old are you if your name's Eileen? That's pretty old, right? Must be Eileen and Dawn. We're going to Arizona. And so I'm telling my friend, I'm like, we're going to Arizona. She's like, well, I'm not going to tell you because my friend was in on it the whole time. I'm not going to tell you. But here, take this dress. You're going to want this dress. And I just told Jeremy, he's just going to have to suck it up with the shoes. He's going to have to carry your shoes. It doesn't matter. And I'm like, well, that didn't sound like Arizona.
No.
So then last week, randomly, Jeremy goes, oh, well, they'll still be here whenever we get back from New York.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
Womp, womp, womp.
I was like, what? And I didn't even hear him at first. And he goes, I can't believe I just said it. And I was like, what? He goes, the surprise trip. And I said, Newark? He goes, New York. And I feel so bad. But my reaction was.
It was that Chicago accent. You couldn't understand him.
My reaction was, why are we going to New York? I like New York. Don't get me wrong. New York's fine. But him and I normally like to go out to different places. So
yeah.
I would have never in a million years guessed that we're going to New York. Well, and then he goes, I'm taking you to go see Beetlejuice.
Is it a Broadway show?
I said, why did you just tell me that? You've had this surprise for so long.
Oh, but still, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
I can't believe he slipped.
I know. And then I told somebody and they're like, well, do you think he's lying? No, he's not lying. He's taking me. So then that just made that so much more special to me that you're not just throwing me a bone. He's taking me to New York to go see Beetlejuice on Broadway opening weekend this weekend.
Opening weekend?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
That's what the whole surprise was for. And I thought, then I feel bad because I'm like, my reaction, why are we going to New York? We can't go anywhere better. But yeah, I thought he was just throwing me a bone. No, I told him last year that Beetlejuice was going to Broadway and forgot about it and really have not thought about it since then.
Look at him. I bet he makes notes too in his phone. If you say something, I mean, hopefully that's what it is. Yeah, you just make a little note. Oh, Lacey said this today and can reference back.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Yeah.
So do you have any self-hatred because you're like, going to New York?
No, I mean, I like New York, but I think he probably likes New York more than me. I like to adventure out and see different things. Mm-hmm. After I'm there, I'm good.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. It'd have to be a reason for me to go back, but now there's a really good reason.
Aw, that is very, very sweet of him.
I thought that was really sweet.
Well, I have something sweet from my husband, too.
Let me hear it.
So he's been listening to the podcast, like we've said. And he's given me little updates on where he's at because he's still catching up.
and he wants to know about the naked curling iron. Why did I have to talk about being naked? Which still is a very good point. I don't know. Like, you in the shower. Why did you have to talk about being in the shower? It makes no sense. It's just a detail that's not needed. So that's one. Two, brag alert.
I think I had the same reaction, though. I think whenever you said okay.
You did, absolutely.
It's been a long time, but I think in the meantime, I'm like, but why were you naked? So I can kind of see his point. But you didn't mean anything by it. You're just talking about it, and it just came up.
It just came up. So anyways, okay. He absolutely agrees with you on that one. He does not agree with you on this one. He totally had my back, and I didn't even know that it was that big of a deal whenever we were doing it. I was just like, oh, I guess I was wrong. But I'm not wrong.
According to your husband.
Of course he's right. But two is better than one. Who's agreeing with
true.
You?
Who's here? Are you still here?
Anyways, so we were talking. I don't even know what the subject is. I probably should have asked him what episode he was on so people could go back and listen. But sorry, I don't. Anyways. So it's the one we're talking about man boobs and the different names for man boobs. Mm-hmm. And you said moobs, and I said herbs. And you're like, no, that's not a thing. It is a thing. He said herbs is a thing, so I'm absolutely right.
Okay, but that doesn't count. Because
yes, it
y'all
does.
No, because y'all are in the same family. So if Jeremy and I are both like, oh, we've heard this word, that's because we both use it. You need a complete outsider.
No, it's like, it's like a quote from a movie or something. It's not from me and him.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, I one time got made fun of for saying jambalaya instead of jambalaya, and I called my mom, and I asked her how to say jambalaya, and she said jambalaya. You know why? Because me and my mom talk the same. That doesn't mean that we're right.
That's different. That's not a pronunciation. It's a word. It's a word.
Okay, so what's the word again?
Well, don't look it up, because I couldn't find it.
Okay, if you think Amy's word is a word, what is the word again? I'm not looking it up.
It's herbs. And I even like typed in, I was like, herbs man boobs or herbs movie quote or whatever. It's H-E-R-B-S, but it just comes up
more
with herbs.
Herbs!
H-E-R-B-S. But it just comes up like the plant. I'm like, no, not those herbs. It's herbs.
Okay, so you want to know who has my back? The internet. That's you. Thank you for listening to a very passionate Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. We have thrown a lot of things out there that we would love your feedback on. So please feel free to chime in, hit us up, give us anything that you would love to say. We're all good with that on our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, and check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles.
Yes, and be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
Yeah, and while you're there, you can subscribe, you can rate, you can leave a nice comment. We would really appreciate it if you would do that. It would make us look so good. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for listening. In the meantime, keep your hips loose.
Lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Yay!
I don't know any other way to do it.
That's good.
I've been listening to this whole discussion. I think you're both making really good points, and I just have to say, you sound hot.